Good morning, YouTube family. The Lord's sweet peace be with you today. It is 6 a.m. on the 25th of April, 2015. And the Lord had a beautiful, beautiful message for us tonight. So I'm just going to go ahead and get started with it. My precious, do not think it strange that all these temptations to judge, to get angry, or any other sin, do not think it strange that in this hour it seems more intense than usual. I'm wanting to purify my brides of every selfish motive, every spot, wrinkle, and blemish, to make her perfect before me. She is quite beautiful, even in this hour, but there's always room for improvement. That is why I am sending more trials and allowing more temptations from the enemy, that I may adorn her even more beautifully than she is in this moment. Do not grow weary with these tests. Do not give up on yourself because you see so many flaws. No, persevere. Do not condemn yourself, for that too is a sign of pride, expecting to be perfect and finding imperfections. Rather, the humble soul is not the least bit surprised by her surfacing faults. It is always a test of virtue when opposition arises, when condemnation is hurled at you. These are my invitations to sincerely love the offenders and even consider for a moment if there be truth in what is being said. Like David, when Shimei hurled insults and his men wanted to kill him, David said, "Leave him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him to. It may be that the Lord will look upon my misery and restore to me his covenant blessing instead of his curse today." This is the posture I want for my persecuted servants. Certainly not rising up in self-righteousness and condemning the others. So, my love, search your heart always and bring into subjection any rancor that wishes to lash out or justify. For I will justify you, and what do you care what others say, as long as you're pleasing to me? These are the tests of virtue that are being allowed to my bride at this hour. They are hard tests, for the flesh is strong in its survival instinct to protect what is fragile on the inside. It is always best to be in the lowliest place, for from such a small height, falling is not injurious. Then I will extend my hand to you and say, "Come up hither, sit beside me in my Father's house." All of you, precious brides, let there not be one speck of rancor or judgment in your hearts. Bless those who persecute you, but do it only from the bottom of your heart, for the lips do not always reveal what still lingers in the hidden chambers of the heart. I really need you all to be that clean. Then I will pour upon you my sweet, exceedingly sweet consolations and grace. How I love a sparkling clean vessel fit for the choicest wines. Oh, how I love to fill such as these. Let not your hearts be troubled by calumny or disdain. These are sent to perfect you in your beauty. Receive them as precious adornments from the crown jewels of heaven. For great are the souls that shine with these marks of my affection. Oh yes, how very much this goes against the flesh and the world's standards. Calumny, a priceless gem? Yes, indeed, because your virtue shines forth when you return blessings for curses from the heart. And I observe the heart, and every beat communicates your love for me, because you imitate me. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Little do you realize the worth of scorn and contempt, rejection, humiliation, but how necessary this is to holiness. In this world, people are always trying to elevate their position, whereas in my world, it is those who are the lowliest that I recognize as the greatest among the brothers and sisters. So what I am saying is recognize these opportunities to love me. They are challenges to rise above the fleshly nature and worth their weight in gold. When they happen, cling to me, thank me, and treat them tenderly like the lashes I received on my body. Please don't revile these words. They are truly words of life and perfection given to you to make you strong in the face of adversity. I know the arrows penetrate deeply into your heart. The deeper they go, the more valuable they are in forming your character into my spotless bride. They reveal the true contents of your heart. So let sweet honey flow from these wounds, not bitter gall. And it seemed like he was taking a break here, so I asked him, I said, Lord, what about the rapture? Getting impatient, eh? Well, aren't the dogwood blossoms falling? Some are and some aren't. Oh, Jesus, you're being evasive again. And you're fishing again. Please, Lord, give us some hope. We are all hanging here in expectation with dark clouds of doubt accumulating behind us, threatening to take away our hope. As it is written, delayed hope makes the heart sick, but fulfilled desire is a tree of life. He replied, and absence makes the heart grow fonder. Lord, that's not scripture. No, but it's true. I'm sorry to all of you, my brides. We are all waiting together. And while we wait, I will renew your strength. Is it not true that every day you are growing in holiness and resolve? There's great fruit to be had in this time of waiting. Don't be quick to dismiss it. I'm still gathering in the harvest, and your patient perseverance in every kind of trial is a sweet aroma rising up to heaven. As it ascends, more and more souls are being drawn in. So do not grow weary in well-doing. There is a purpose for all of this. Let not your hearts be heavy. I'm with each and every one of you, observing the sweet longing of your hearts to be with me. That too emits a fragrance, for your hearts are a heavenly garden, where blossoms of love give off a constant aroma. Soon, my lovers, soon. Take these words to heart now and receive the renewing of your strength and resolve to continue to grow in holiness. Each of you are a priceless blossom. I cherish you.